Aircheckdownloads.com.
Stay the night, Sigala and Talia Ma on Radio Essex with Martin and Jamie. Jim Fasu this week. It's 7:26. So the Queen was born in 1926, which just happened to be the year that John Logie Baird demonstrated to the world the very first television system. But it was quite some years later before regular television programmes could be seen. And there was no Love Island back then.
Really?
Yeah, no, there wasn't. No. Even EastEnders hadn't started. So the Queen had seen many, many technological advances over over her reign. She'd seen a heck of a lot of change. The royal funeral, of course, will be televised on Monday, 11 o'clock, and it's predicted to be the most watched broadcast of all time, unsurprisingly, with industry experts saying that half of the world's population could be tuning in. UK viewers will be able to, of course, watch the event live on BBC One, BBC News, BBC iPlayer and ITV's main and digital channels as well. But thanks to increased connectivity, it's believed a whopping 4.1 billion people from around the globe will be tuning in too. That's a lot of people.
Well, I think William and Kate's wedding was certainly up there in the top five. That pulled in millions of viewers around the world, didn't it?
4.1 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, what would that look like if you were looking out on 4.1 billion people?
Well, I don't know the sort of space we'd need to fit that many people, to be honest.
You would need a lot, wouldn't you?
But, you know, I think it's the royal family, though, isn't it?
Of course.
I mean, there's other countries that have royal families, you know, Spain, Netherlands, a lot of places have royal families, but it's just something about this one, isn't it?
Well, it's believed it could, and I believe it certainly will, surpass previous broadcasting records, including the 3.6 billion people who reportedly watched Muhammad Ali open the Atlanta Olympic Games in 1996.
I remember it well.
Yeah. I'm not sure I do. Generations of people across the globe won't have been alive the last time pomp and pageantry were seen quite on this scale. Whilst it is, of course, a very, very sad occasion, they can be forgiven for being enthralled by the spectacle that will echo throughout history, of course. This is going to be something that a lot of people are going to want to see, so I'm certainly going to be watching that, and I will be able to. I'll be leaving the studio on Monday morning and going home and sitting in front of the telly to watch that.
Yeah.
You'll be in Portugal.
I will be in Portugal. I'm going to try and watch it, though. I mean, it's obviously a very long event. There's a lot of, it's not just over and done within half an hour type TV broadcast. It's the sort of thing you have to sort of sit down and really watch from the get-go. But I'm going to see what we're doing. I'm going to see if I can get hold of a stream to see it.
It's Radio Essex. Good morning. Friday. Time now, 7:30.
Aircheckdownloads.com.